Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hello, America, and happy Thursday. A busy 24 hours. Just the News broke a story that all the media ultimately confirmed that the Justice Department, Jack Smith, the special counsel, has notified President Trump and his lawyers that the former president, the 45th president of the United States, is a target, meaning someone that is likely to be indicted in the near future. That is a required step in the U.S. Attorney's Manual, and it's another sign that the government is continuing to use all of its tools to try to sideline Donald Trump, currently the front runner in the Republican Party, through the court system. Amazing moments. We'll see what the charges are. We're told that they deal with mishandling national secrets or national defense information, possible obstruction, possible false statements. We'll see exactly where that goes. We had a great story last night that we broke. It's getting traction everywhere across social media and on news sites around the country. And today we're going to hear from the Congressman Barry Loudermilk of Georgia, the chairman of the Investigation Subcommittee, the House Administration Committee. He's the guy overseeing the continuation of the January 6th security failures investigation. The security failures and intelligence failures haven't gotten the same attention as the January 6th Democratic Trump did it committee. And so we want to really focus on that because if the People's House, if one of the greatest institutions of our constitutional republic, remains insecure, it deserves all of us, Republican, Democrat, Independent. And to a person, every Capitol Police whistleblower or person that's been engaged with me, they've all said they don't believe the U.S. Capitol is any safer today than it was on January 5th, 2021. And that's a very unsatisfying answer. And there are a lot of different reasons for it, right? There are the reasons of intelligence failures. There are physical security failures. There are also potential personal human failures. And the other day, we showed you that door on the Upper West Terrace that was left basically unguarded and unlocked. It opened and unlocked because of someone pushing the bar, where 300 plus people poured into the Capitol. That is a major, major security failure. And today, the man who helped us get the videotape, Congressman Barry Loudermilk, chairman of that House Administration Subcommittee on Investigations, he joined Amanda and I. We're going to play that conversation for you at the top of the show. In addition to reacting to the very problematic security, physical security failures that we've identified, there is also another story that he brought to our attention. It's a powerful one. About a month ago, you saw I got a hold of a court filing. In that court filing, the federal prosecutors acknowledged that there were some Metropolitan Police body cam footage that showed some of their undercover officers, and at least one of them seemed to be involved in instigating or prodding the crowd. Well, Congressman Barry Loudermilk has talked to the Metropolitan Police Department, the local police for Washington, D.C., and they confirmed to him that they had multiple plainclothes cops on the ground on the morning and day of January 6th during the Capitol riot, and that, yes, one of them is on the videotape exhorting the crowd, yelling, go, 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 maybe even helping someone scale a ladder to get into the building. That is a really super significant revelation. And again, it doesn't exonerate the people who did bad things, but it raises some questions as to what is going on in this video. And I think at this point, there is a really significant new set of questions. And I just want to, you're going to hear Congressman Barry Loudermilk, but when you hear this, it looks like they're trying to climb the scaffolding, basically a ladder-like device. And the undercover officer is telling him, go, go, go. What does that mean? Pretty troublesome. And when you take into effect other things that we've seen on the camera, there is some real significant questions that I think needs to be answered. And I think at the end of the day, we're going to get to the bottom of that. But today's first guest is going to be Congressman Barry Loudermilk, who's overseeing the January 6th security failures, intelligence failures investigation. Then we're going to turn to the former Interior Secretary of the United States. He has a brand new book out, and it's a good one. And so I'm really looking forward to having former Interior Secretary David Bernhardt with his new book, As You Report to Me. It's a story about how he tried to take control of the bureaucrats who are supposed to be responsive to a cabinet secretary, but often try to do their own things. That is going to be another important part of the conversation. So Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, of course, will talk about oil, gas, exploration, the controversy around his successor, Deb Haaland, a lot to talk about in the second half of that interview. So we're really looking forward to that. So back to back today, Congressman Barry Loudermilk and former Secretary David Bernhardt, Interior Secretary, of course, right after these messages. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Over the last few days, we've been lucky here at Real America's Voice, Justin News, to show you some of the exclusive security footage that came off the Capitol cameras from the January 6th riots. We're learning so much more. Yes, with the way Nancy Pelosi exited. Yes, that door that was left open on the Upper West Side of the Capitol. And we're also beginning to see, as we've gone through the tape, some evidence that maybe there were some undercover officers that were involved on scene at that day. And we know a lot of this because of the great work from our next guest. He's Congressman Barry Loudermilk from the great state of Georgia. He's the chairman of the investigative subcommittee on House administration that is still looking at the security failures that day. And he joins us right now. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
John, man, it's good to be with you.
You are doing such amazing work. In fact, every day I turn around, there's a new development. I want to start, though, with something we showed people on Monday, that was very jarring to a lot of people. Some people go out a door that's marked a fire door, and then all of a sudden the door can be opened from the outside, and 300-plus people flow through that door without much police stopping them. Your thought about the possibility that's a security breach that maybe hasn't been fully fixed yet?
And that's what our big concern is. And the video that you're showing there is a great example. Now, when we saw that, obviously, this is something that the January 6th Select Committee chose not to look at with a security breach. And that's something we started looking at, and it raised a lot of questions with us. So through interviews and doing a lot of research, at least we have found out that there's an issue with those doors. Those are fire escape doors. And now we've had even people in my office accidentally, when you first get here, you're trying to figure your way right around the Capitol, you hit one of those doors, an alarm goes off. All right. And it unlocks that door because it's a fire door. The only way that that door can be secured is someone has to go to an office within the Capitol, get the key for that particular door, and go back and then secure that door. Mm. Now, it has to deal with fire safety. Now, I'm not an expert on the building codes in the D.C. metro area, but I'm pretty sure that the U.S. Capitol doesn't fall under the jurisdiction of the building codes for the District of Columbia. And so anyhow, what you see there, what appears to be, is that officers are trying to get some of the folks that got into the Capitol out. Right. They've rounded some up. So they take them to this emergency fire door. As soon as they hit that door, that door will remain unlocked for anyone to get in until someone goes to that office, gets a key, and comes back up. And with the confusion, the melee that's going on in the Capitol at that time with the people, no one is even thinking about going to get a key, and much less taking the time if they could get there. So I think that's right. The answer that we have to that issue. The question is, has that changed? That is one of the areas that we're going to be looking at, because when it comes to securing the Capitol, besides the intelligence failures we talked about the other day, what other changes have been identified? There were problems. Was this even identified? Have the Capitol Police looked at this, or the police board? And have they done anything to fix this problem?
Yeah. Important question.
Congressman, as it pertains to investigations into January 6th, Democrats got their bite at the apple, and now Republicans. But there seem to be two very different motives with these investigations. For Democrats, it seemed to be get Trump / get Republicans. And for Republicans, it seems to be get safety and get security. You sent this letter to the chief of police at Metro PD requesting a lot of information that I would think would give you a very holistic view of the vulnerabilities. What's been the response to that?
Actually, I was surprised. They've been very cooperative with us and have provided us a lot of information. And we are just now getting the information and starting to go through it. And because the approach that we're taking is a nonpartisan approach, we want the truth. So, as you said, that we can get to security and safety. But also to get that, you've got to find where were the failures, because you can't fix a problem unless you know what the problem is. And so far, the request that we have made to the U.S. Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department, they have been very cooperative. And I think it's because we don't have a preconceived narrative going into this. We're not trying to find evidence to support a decision that we've already made and the story that we want to get to, or a Hollywood production or primetime TV. Look, I, as an American, as a member of the United States Congress, I don't want to that I'm afraid that we're going to find out some answers of things that I really wish we wouldn't find out. I want to think that our Capitol is secure, that the seat of our republic, the most powerful legislative body in the world, is both open to the public but secure. And I would love to find out that that is the case. But as we know, it's not the case. And the only way that we can make sure that it is secure in the future is to get to the truth, no matter how hard that truth really is.
Yeah. The first time we had you on the show, you said you were going to follow the facts wherever they lead. And I think that you've really shown that, sir. And we're getting to really understand things. One question that's been out there, were there undercover law enforcement agents in the crowd? What were they doing there? I believe you got some information from the Metropolitan Police Department that there were some undercovers, including people that are shown in this footage that leaked on Rumble. Could you tell us what you've learned?
Yeah, we have. And look, I would expect in a large gathering like this that the U.S. Park Police, that's their jurisdiction up right until you get on the Capitol grounds, that they would have, you know, undercover officers out there just monitoring to make sure no one has weapons and that type of thing. But as we were finding out, there were maybe undercover officers from other federal departments, including the Metropolitan Police Department. The video that you're showing right now is something that has been out on Rumble. And I can tell you that from the information that we received from the Metropolitan Police Department, I can verify that this video is from a Metropolitan Police undercover officer. Now, the concern that we have is that at one point on this video, it appears that this officer is encouraging people to climb the scaffolding and go into the Capitol. And so this is the concerning part to me. And again, as we, if you're going to go after the truth, you have to look at things very objectively. So we need to look at it from several angles, but it is really, really difficult to get beyond the fact that at one point, the person who is, this is a GoPro video camera that the Metropolitan Police Department sent us this same footage. So we know that it is one of their officers. And at one point, he is encouraging. And it appears he's encouraging, but he's definitely helping people climb the scaffolding, and he's telling them, go, go, go. So that opens the door of, okay, we have officers there. Why is an officer encouraging people to climb the scaffolding and go into the Capitol? And secondly, why did the MPD, Metropolitan Police Department, decide to put undercover officers in the crowd? Was there intelligence that they had that was or was not passed on to the Capitol Police? And what did the Capitol Police do with that evidence if they got it?
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, former Trump Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, he's an expert on oil and gas and the public parks and public lands, and also has some very strong thoughts about the deep state, the administrative state, the permanent bureaucracy. He's got a brand new book out, You Report to Me, that talks about efforts and thoughts on gaining control of the federal bureaucracy. We'll have that right after these messages.
Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't, you'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Over the last few years, the term of the deep state has been used a lot, and people say, well, what is it? And sometimes it means the FBI going after President Trump without a basis and basically hampering the first half of his presidency. Sometimes it means an agency that goes and creates law that it doesn't have the right to create. It's not a lawmaking body. And sometimes it's an agency that simply has the bureaucrats who don't feel like they're responsible to the president, the American people, elected, or the duly elected
or duly chosen cabinet members that that president makes. Our next guest has put a masterpiece together. I think it may be one of the most important pieces of literature to really understand not only what the deep state is as a problem, its long-term consequences for you and I, the American people. Joining me right now, former Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, the author of a brand new book called You Report to Me. What an interesting concept. Bureaucrats might have to report to their bosses again. Mr. Secretary, what a great opportunity to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It is an extraordinary moment because this book comes out right as the Supreme Court unanimously really clips the wings of environmental regulators saying, you have to stop making law that hasn't been made. You're not a legislator. That 9-0 ruling in the waters of the USA, which we've been talking about in the show a lot, pretty resounding message to bureaucrats who think they've got the power.
You know, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. There was literally decades of agency interpretation trying to stretch the law like a rubber band. And after, you know, going back and forth from the Supreme Court finally said, okay, we're going to give you the reading of the law and we're going to be clear about it. We're going to take away, you know, some of the ambiguity that might have been left for the agency to exercise some discretion in. And it was a huge statement. It's a massive shot across the bow to the entire administrative state that, look, we're going to, you know, we, the court, are going to be thoughtful on you trying to stretch these laws in ways that are just absolutely beyond the pale. And it's a huge step for improved representative government, frankly.
Yeah, it really is pretty remarkable. I've talked to a lot of your colleagues who were at the cabinet level in the Trump administration to a person. They all have the same story, which is try to tell bureaucrats what to do, and they just ignore the power of the cabinet secretary. Bill Barr saw this at the Justice Department. You saw it at Interior. Other people saw it at the Pentagon. The idea that there's actually a perceived fourth branch of government, meaning that the administrative state doesn't respond to the executive branch, the judicial branch, or the legislative branch, seems to be more and more real for people, particularly those who've been in the government. How bad is it? How bad was it when you were in the Interior Department?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. What I did with the book, You Report to Me, Accountability for the Failing Administrative State, is we actually, before we wrote the book, one of my colleagues, James Shirk, went around and interviewed a whole series of former political appointees in the Trump administration. And he cataloged, and I include some snippets of this in the book, he cataloged you know, just a series of stories of true resistance, of stonewalling, of actually affirmatively doing the opposite of what was asked. It's an extraordinary display in the book. But what was shocking to me, John, is I served in two administrations. I served in the George W. Bush administration and in the Trump administration. And when I went back into the Department of the Interior in the Trump administration, you could just see how far, just in literally a decade and a half, the employees within the agency had moved quite dramatically. In the George W. Bush administration, some people might not help you, but you could easily work around them. What's indicated in this book and highlighted are examples of just where there was active resistance to the direction that was given, and that simply is extraordinarily troubling for me, and it's why I ended up deciding to write the book. Because whatever one thinks of whoever's elected, you know, sometimes the person that's elected is going to be, you know, somebody from my team, sometimes it's going to be somebody from another team. But our entire system depends on the 2.2 million civil servants working with the political appointees of the whoever's elected to drive lawfully in the direction of the president's policies. And the reason that is because without that, there's absolutely no, you know, there's no reflection of the will of the people. The policy views of the president, whomever they are the embodiment of the people's views. And so when we step back and say, oh, no, we can resist that, That is incredibly problematic. And the best example of what it was like in the Trump administration is actually an example that was written up by a career civil servant named Deborah Birx, who served with Fauci during COVID. And she wrote a book. And in her book, she lays out what she calls a workaround. And what this was she had information that she wanted to get to the public. She needed to go through a review process with the vice president's office. She would send a draft document to the vice president's office to look at. They would look at it and they would make edits. She would get the edits back. She would make the edits where they wanted them. But then to the extent that there was information in the document that she didn't like that they had taken out or changed, she would reinsert it somewhere else in the document and then send it back to see if they could catch it. And if they didn't catch her, you know, hidden red lines, it was good to go. And she called that a workaround. In any other place, we would call that insubordination. But more importantly to me, to just see how far the career bureaucracy has gone, she not only did that, but then she proceeded to write a book explaining that she did it as a good thing. And that says to me that the entire hierarchy at the very senior career staff level has moved in a direction that basically says, you know, whoever's in charge, I can just find a workaround. And that is completely unsustainable if we're going to have any faith in our electoral process.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's so important. There is a whole generation of Republicans excited to get in line and maybe serve in the next Republican presidential campaign and then in the next administration. What are some of the best advice that you, as someone who's led a large federal agency, and by the way, probably will lead another one, you're on a lot of people's short list, I'm sure, to start fixing this problem, to begin to create the sort of responsiveness that bureaucrats used to have and are supposed to have to their elected leaders and the cabinet secretaries that they represent?
Well, first off, I'm very, very encouraged because the courts are headed in the right direction, I think. But there's a lot that agency leaders can do. And here's what it takes to drive change. And you hear, you know, a whole host of presidential candidates talking about driving change. But here's what it really takes. It takes clear and consistent direction from the top to, hey, make change in the federal government. So number one, it takes that at the top from the president themselves. Number two, and this is where things start getting tricky, it takes political leaders in these jobs who know the issues, know the law, and are willing to be held accountable for the agency's actions. Because here under the law, and this is pretty interesting, so for example, at the Department of the Interior, the job of the Secretary of the Interior is actually to supervise all functions of the department, not some functions, but all functions. And the word supervise is both an active verb and it can denotes an element of accountability. And when is the last time you saw a cabinet officer say, hey, my agency really screwed up and I'm accountable for it? And what we need is we need people in these jobs that have the courage to act, are willing to be held accountable, and will accept responsibility on their shoulders. For example, during COVID, one of the questions at Interior was, are we going to open or close? You know, what are we going to do with the national parks? And we had a short period of time with the Stop the Spread where we closed. And I was under immense pressure to close the national parks. And I basically said, you know, I sat down with the scientists. I studied the issue myself. And I said to the scientists, I'll make the decision. I'll make it. You're not going to be held accountable for it. I am. And I made the decision after studying all of the information that we would keep the parks open while closing, you know, some of the facilities like the movie theaters and these types of things. As a result of that, John, 220 million people went to the national parks in the summer of 2020 that wouldn't have otherwise gone to them. And to be frank, the civil servants were very happy that I made the decision because then they didn't have the accountability of owning it. When I was the solicitor of the Department of the Interior, which is the chief lawyer, often the leaders of the agency would say to me, give me an answer that, you know, just give me your answer. And they wanted me to say legally they only had one choice so that they wouldn't be held accountable for making a bad choice. And at the end of the day, you know, leaders need to grab the element of accountability and responsibility, and then they need to begin, and this is where things get tricky, we need to begin to think thoughtfully about how to improve the civil service. For example, President Trump had Schedule F. In my book, I recommend that we think about going to at-will employees in these agencies over time. That's something that Congress really ought to think about, because there needs to be greater accountability in the system so that we can, you know, deliver better results for the American people.
Yeah, such an important mission. If we're going to have a functioning government going forward, this is perhaps, when I talk to people, even people in the bureaucracy that are career people, believe in the goodness of government, they say, this is the issue we got to get underhand or we're going to be so dysfunctional. When you look out now, one of the big options the Republicans always dreamed of doing this, there's been some successes over time. The Newt Gingrich has brought it. The ability to, one of the fastest ways to lower the power of the federal bureaucracy is simply to shrink it, get it down and shrink it down. But do we really need $5.5 trillion or $6.5 trillion of spending a year? Do you think that Republicans are building really meaningful plans now that if they get in control of all the branches of government again, they could literally shrink the government to something that Americans would be proud of again?
So here's what I say to every legislator that I meet. I mean, this shocked me when I was a cabinet secretary. In all of my times testifying before Congress, you know what I was never asked? What are the goals of your program, and are you accomplishing them? And I think we literally have dozens, hundreds, maybe thousands of programs that were a good idea at one time, maybe, but they're just simply on autopilot. And I really believe Congress should just simply, and this is one of the recommendations I make in the book, basically they should say to every cabinet secretary, if you're going to come up here and ask for money, you explain how you're accomplishing your mission. Because if we can't simply do that, we have no goal. We're just on autopilot. And I believe fundamentally that there are a raft of programs that could be consolidated. We could redirect the energy for these programs and use it to actually achieve results. I mean, have we won the war on poverty yet? Have we won the war on improving education? You know, at the end of the day, these programs should be held accountable for the outcomes that they're achieving. And when they're not achieving outcomes, Congress ought to be thinking, can we get a better program, a different program, or no program? And move forward. And we're not doing that. We just build new programs. That's all we do. We build new programs.
Yeah, such an important thing. We just keep building. We never decline them. We never get them back. It's a one-way street. But I do think that moment is coming. It seems like there's a growing will. Even some of the Democrats I talk to now realize this isn't sustainable anymore. We got to get more smart. Sir, what's the best way to get your book? This is, I think, one of the most important conversations every American has to have. What's the best way to get You Report to Me?
Well, you can go to youreporttome.com or Amazon or wherever you want to go. It's available everywhere, and it's a great book.
It is highly endorsed by President Trump, your former boss, too, who talked about how tough and capable you were as a cabinet leader. You actually got the government to do what it was supposed to do, and I think he has great respect for you. Before we leave, there's a lot of concern about Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. There's some congressional scrutiny over some New Mexico drilling order she gave to stop drilling. It looks like it might be tied to a group that has some connections to her. Is the Interior Department floundering a little bit right now?
Well, look, I mean, I think it all starts with the, you know, at the end of the day, the President of the United States has declared climate alarmism more important than cheap, inexpensive, affordable, and useful energy to Americans. And as a result of that, we're paying more for every single thing we buy. American workers are not reaping the benefits that they could. And this is a direct result. You know, the actions at Interior, the direct result of climate extremism at full throttle. And that's just simply what you're seeing. And it's hostility to American homegrown energy.
Yeah, that's it. And it's putting everyday American in some really significant trouble. I mean, making ends meet is becoming harder and harder because energy just doesn't affect your gas tank. It affects the cost of the food. It affects the cost of the products you buy. Yeah, everything goes up when energy goes up. Sir, it is such a great honor to have you on the show. Congratulations on what I think is an essential conversation. Your book is prompting this conversation at just the right moment in American history. And I look forward to getting you back on real soon.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, John.
It's a great honor, sir. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down. And my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me today. So glad you can be a part of this. As you know, we have incredible partners all throughout our ecosystem. And with Father's Day coming up in just about 10 days, I want to shout out some of my favorite folks in the food space. Meats by Linz, L-I-N-Z, Meats by Linz. If you want restaurant quality steaks to put on your grill, put in your oven, to wow your family and personally take care of your personal palate, well, the place to go is Shop Linz. The Linz shop is amazing. And you go to shoplinz.com, you're going to get the sort of steaks you get at a five-star restaurant. They're incredible. They come right to your door. You can also throw in some Angus steak burgers and gourmet beef franks. Why not? They taste a lot better than the ones you get in the store. But for Father's Day, it's a great gift for your dad, for a loved one in your life that you want to celebrate Father's Day with. And you can treat your dad to the highest quality of meats from the Linz shop. For our listeners, the Linz shop is offering, get a load of this, 15% off when you use the promo code JUSTNEWS at shoplinz.com. Shop L-I-N-Z.com. Now bring a five-star dining experience to your backyard this Father's Day with favorites like Angus steak burgers and gourmet beef banks. And for the dad who loves to grill or just wants you to show off to friends like I do, the Linz shop offers dry aged porterhouses, tomahawks, that's my favorite by the way, party packs, and so much more. Now, go get 15% off and make your dad happy this Father's Day. Go to shoplinz.com, shoplinz.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS, all one word, and you're going to get 15% off. That's shoplinz.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Make your dad happy. By the way, throw some steaks in for yourself as well. It's a great deal. All right, folks, thanks for listening to another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless this incredible country, as he always has from the day of its founding and every day since. You've been listening to my favorite podcast, my own. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night.
Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.